One place where trends, ideas, and even movements are born and often die is, of course, the internet. Remember the Kony 2012 campaign?
We are going to make Joseph Kony a household name.
How about the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge?
Whoa! Wow, that was cold!
What seems like the most important issue one week can all of a sudden disappear into cyberland. Well, one campaign fighting to stay relevant is Boycott a Univision, or Boycott Univision. Last October, Univision fired over 100 employees in Puerto Rico, and they canceled 4 local news programs. Many Puerto Ricans were outraged for 2 reasons. First, they were shocked that so many people lost their jobs. And second, they felt that Univision was sending the message that it didn't care about Puerto Rico or journalism. A recent post on the Boycott Univision Facebook page says, "Univision doesn't believe in Puerto Rico. Puerto Ricans don't count for anything, according to Univision, and you can tell just by looking at their programming." 3 days after the layoffs, the Boycott Univision page had over 30,000 likes. Executive producer Nelson Ruiz said that Univision is committed to creating new local programming, but online, people continue to express dissatisfaction with the lack of local reporting. Things even got a little hairy when some people posted anti-Mexican comments on the Facebook page. Univision is a Mexican-owned company. So I sat down with Julio Ricardo Varela of Latino Rebels to talk about whether the Boycott Univision campaign will have an impact and how Puerto Ricans are using the internet. Now, full disclosure, Julio is a friend of Latino USA and has worked on doing social media outreach for our television series, America by the Numbers. Julio, welcome to Latino USA.
Saludos, Maria. Hi.
Good to have you. All right. So, Julio, listen, what is this Boycott a Univision?
The Association of Puerto Rican Journalists said, you know, they made a statement and a lot of people got really upset. And they instantly went to Facebook and created a boycott page that day saying, we want to boycott Univision.
So give us a sense of what this kind of social media movement, entre comillas, okay, in quotes, if it's a movement or not, but what it means in particular for Puerto Rico.
I don't know if people recall about 2 years ago, the number one show in Puerto Rico was Super Exclusivo, which was Guapa TV. It was a puppet, La Comay. And La Comay was sort of, you know, would do bochinche or gossip. In the end, it was a very popular show, but it was a format of really, really harsh yellow journalism. It kind of crossed the line. The puppet crossed the line when there was the death of a publicist. And the puppet suggested that the publicist who was connected in Puerto Rican media was gay. And it was very homophobic statements. You know, it went from being the number one rated show in Puerto Rico in December. By the beginning of January of 2013, the show was no longer. It was gone. The show was gone. You know, no one thought that social media would topple down a number one rated show in Puerto Rico 2 years ago. And I just think it's interesting, and you look at the Univision Puerto Rico case, that people instantly went to Facebook and said, oh, we got to do something. We have to boycott.
Well, why is social media so huge on the island of Puerto Rico?
Not to generalize the Latino community, but we're inherently social. And I think if you look at, if you look at the Pew statistics and Pew Hispanic, if you look at recent internet statistics of like who's on social media, Latinos oversubscribe. Social media is also allowing a very true connection more than ever between the diaspora and the island, which has always been historically, you know, a source of tension. You know, the Puerto Ricans that live in the United States are not seen as, in the mainland the United States, are not seen as true Puerto Ricans, you know, because they've left.
On the case of the Boycott a Univision or Boycott Univision, there started to be some elements, anti-Mexican elements from Puerto Rico, because the Mexican involvement in Univision, both behind the cameras, as owners, as well as in front of the camera, the critique is Univision is too Mexican. We're in Puerto Rico. You just fired over 100 journalists. And we don't like the fact that too often we're seeing too much Mexican stuff on the airwaves in Puerto Rico. And then what happened?
So what happened was that the boycott page, as it was picking up momentum, posted a picture of, you know, a group, you know, a mariachi group with the Univision label and says, no queremos, I forget, but it says, it's like, we don't want Mexican, you know, content on Puerto Rican television. And what was interesting is that it got a lot of pushback in the fact that it was anti-Mexican. And I think that the organizers of the boycott were kind of taken aback, and they had to sort of like sort of apologize and say, no, 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 we're not saying it's a Mexican company, or we're trying, but we really want to sort of expand our struggle or our mission to understand that this is about losing jobs and losing, you know, creative talent.
We'll see where it goes. Right now, it's kind of, it's on a downturn in terms of the, is there in fact a boycott? Is it effective, or was this a moment?
I think it was a moment, Maria. I really think it was one of those, like, let's see where it happens. You know, I haven't seen a lot that has been, you know, it's definitely not like La Comay and Super Exclusiva, where there was momentum.
What's your understanding of why the boycott against La Comay was able to continue with the momentum? Why hasn't the same thing happened with the boycott a Univision?
The diaspora. The diaspora was really committed to seeing, you know, there was a lot of people that didn't like the show, and being able to take the content that was happening in Spanish and then presenting it in English to a Puerto Rican community, that's where it was. And it was all through social media. You know, the Puerto Rican professional that was living in Brooklyn at 27, 28 years old, who grew up on the island, like grew up with that puppet, like didn't like the puppet. So I think the difference between that and Univision is that I think the Univision Puerto Rico is still very local. And I also think they don't have a clear message, as opposed to La Comay was like, we're going after sponsors. It was an organization, and it went quickly. My hope is that people can start using that social media and going away from the boycotts of the Univision and starting to put Puerto Rico first and using that tool to really work together as a country.
All right, Julio, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Maria.